The update regarding today, Corey Bierman will be back today. He'll be back full. Brooks Reed will be back today. He was able to participate in the walkthrough and do some things, and the rehab's gone great. He and Marty and their staff have worked really hard, so it'd be good to get him going today. And then we'll still have out will be Devin Hester and Tevin Coleman. After that, I'll open it up to some questions regarding the game.
Coach, does Brooks have a chance to play with you coming back on a big important day like Thursday?
I'd rather go through today and tomorrow and then take a better look. The main thing was that went way ahead of schedule in terms of the effort to come back and go out. He put tons into it to get ready. So for him being back out, and we'll get him in a limited fashion today, is a huge statement for him, how hard he worked to get back. All right, have a good day.
You spoke during training camp about how deep you thought you were at wide receiver, and we saw some evidence of that with Leonard Hankerson, for instance, stepping up in a big role. Can you talk about how that group has emerged as a deep group?
Yeah, and I think, honestly, not only is it a deep group, it's one of our most competitive groups, and just in terms of the way they work and go after it. And Hankerson, I thought he came in from the offseason, the OTAs, training camp, so it was no surprise to see him play well. That's the type of offseason he had and the training camp he had, and I think when you keep stacking that type of work together, that's when your opportunities come, where you just keep battling for it, and I think that was really the case with Hank. So, yeah, he's a really critical part to what we're doing.
Dan, how have you felt with the defensive push from the middle of the line so far this season?
At times, I've been really pleased with it, and then at other times, just like all pass rush, how can we improve? So it's one we're going to continue to work at really hard. Babineau and Claiborne inside, and the nickel, Grady Jarrett's inside, and then our base package with Rashid and Paul and Tyson, how can we continue to affect the quarterback in that way? But it's a lot of time, that we spend on that. So we're anticipating that continuing to improve as we move forward. So I would say we're not anywhere near where we're going to be there yet, but I like, where we're starting off at a starting off point.
You played the Eagles. Chip Kelly talked about how hard it was to double Julio Jones because of how often he moves around the formation. When you put together a game plan, is that big focus is to try to figure out ways to move Julio around so he's not easy to key on?
Yeah, I think that's one of the real strengths, and not just strengths of him as a player, but also of Kyle, in terms of finding ways to, where he's not just in one spot. And it's a lot on Julio, too, to say, okay, you can play more than one spot, and he certainly can. So I think it goes the football smarts, the work, and then that combination of Kyle finding ways and Matt, to say, all right, how else can we feature him, not just on third down, but on first and second as well. You want to follow up on that?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
And he's fine, right? It was just precautionary, Julio being limited?
Correct. Yep. So, limited, and he'll get back into practice again today in the same fashion.
You saw him from afar being in Seattle.
Right.
When you see him up close and you're with him practice every day, OTAs, all that, what's surprising to you about him?
I would say probably the laser focus that he has, where a guy can just stay in the moment and where he doesn't lose focus, doesn't, worry about the next play or the last play. He can absolutely be in the moment of this play. And I think that's what kind of separates the great competitors, where it's at practice, it's in the meetings, it's on the field, it's at home games, it's at away games, where, relentless competitors, they perform well wherever they go, whatever they do. And I think it's that ability for him to stay right in the moment. You rarely see him lose focus. You rarely see him lose his poise. He just has this ability to stay right in it. And I think it's not easy to do, where your mind can veer off and go to somewhere else, where he didn't allow himself to do that. So you wouldn't know that, being on the other side watching him. But when you are around him and you see the detail that he puts into his work, then it comes out really clear.
Coach, no drop-off when Devontae gets the ball as compared to Devin. They're both similar running backs.
Yeah, and I think we're really fortunate in that way that we have, a style of running backs with Devontae and Tev in terms of the way, they complement one another. And now we're going to get Ward a chance. He played a bunch in the preseason for us. So we've got, lots of confidence in him as well. So we couldn't be more pleased, with the runners and their style. That group's really close. And the scheme that we play doesn't change based on who the person is. So that helps a bunch too.
Standing on the running game, Dallas has the number one run defense in the NFL. What's going to be the key to giving Devontae some holes?
Yeah, and I think they played just really sound ball. Their front, their techniques, they're not out of their gaps. They're really good tacklers. So we got our work cut out for us in terms of, allowing our runs, one gap at a time, staying on track, and then making our cuts. So it'll usually come back down to how we play. And that's our, really where it starts for us. One gap at a time in the run game, find our cut, and then we get north-south.
Did it surprise you at all how they held it together after losing Romo and then not even having Dez before that in the last game?
It's not to me. I know kind of the strength of their staff. I know the strength of what their team's made of. So that happens so often in the league where guys get down, another guy steps up. So, no, I'm not surprised. You see that so often where a guy goes down, another guy steps up. And on good teams, that's usually what happens.